Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at comicbookmovie.com. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Correct. You've nailed everything about that. Hey, here's my impression of every single second of Comic-Con footage we've seen so far. Right?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even Jupiter Ascending got a woo.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know they went Batman v Superman, which we're obviously going to talk about. Uh-huh. Then they went Jupiter Ascending.
That's a mistake, surely.
Yeah.
Why didn't people leave but after Batman v Superman?
But I guess the thing is, though, if you went Jupiter Ascending first, people would just be like, show Batman!
Yeah, nobody, I guess that's true.
Shut
yeah.
up! Channing, what's his name? Channing Tatum?
Yeah, you're making...
Channing Potato?
Correct, you make a really good point there, yeah.
Well, that's, we know now then, I guess. Yeah. Sure. It's been pushed back to February as well. That's not a good sign.
Never.
The old Jupiter ascending. So, Mason, what we're going to do, this is our big Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con 2014 special finale.
Uh-huh, sure.
So, you know, we're going to go through all the big news.
All the big news that we have heard about,
yes,
we're not
that's
there.
Right. With leaked footage and hearsay and speculation.
And just descriptions of things because we weren't in Hall H, you know.
No.
We didn't fly over there and line up for hours and hours
to not get in.
And then sit through multiple panels we weren't interested in just to get to the one we were. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. That does sound like a nightmare. Like,
absolutely.
I'd rather wait or never see the footage than do any of that. It just seems the worst. I don't know how people do it.
Mm. I'm too old for lining up.
You are.
Yeah.
Too many bullies as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bullies in the line.
Cutting line. There's only so many, like, handfuls of lunch money I can possibly have in my body. And once I've given all those away, then I'm in trouble.
That's it. All right, Mason. Well, we'll go with the Age of Ultron and Batman stuff at the end.
Okay.
We'll build to it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Sizzle.
Sizzle indeed. Mm. All right, so I guess we'll start with Godzilla 2.
Okay.
They announced it. It's called currently Godzilla 2, but surely they're going to change that to, like, War of the Monsters or King of the Monsters or something like
Godzilla
that.
Godzilla Rage of Ultron.
Yeah, exactly.
Ride that wave.
So, yeah, do you want to hear some confirmed monsters?
Love it.
Mothra.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, okay.
Rodan.
Yep, okay.
King Ghidorah.
Ooh.
So all of those are good.
Yeah.
One's a fly one.
Zombie
one.
Bryan Cranston.
They should have. They can't bring him back,
yep,
can they?
Nope.
So yeah. So that's pretty exciting, I guess. I mean, we enjoyed Godzilla.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're upping the stakes, which you got to do. I think they'd probably be
three monsters.
Three monsters. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Monster overload.
Nah, no such thing.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
You got me. You bloody got me.
Although, I don't know. Mothra always seems like an ally.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're gonna swing that.
Maybe they'll. I don't know.
Yeah.
Team
they
up.
Fight for a while, then they're mates. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's right, exactly.
The standard. Okay.
That's not the end of monster movie news, Mason.
Ugh.
Are you familiar with Skull Island?
No.
You know the island where King Kong is from?
Oh, right. Okay, sure. Yeah. I saw that musical, yes.
Yes, you did.
Great. Although then it was called Jazz Hands Island. So.
It was. It sure was. A movie has been announced from Legendary Pictures, I believe, or Warner Brothers. They're sometimes friends. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's called Skull Island, and it's going to be a new King Kong movie.
Okay, try it again. Why not?
2016.
Yep.
The last one was 2005, I think, with PJ Jackson.
Uh-huh. That's so 11 years.
Yeah.
Still seems too soon, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And did you like the Peter Jackson?
No.
Me neither. Went for a while, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yeah, yeah. The good special effects, I remember. thinking at the time.
Andy Serkis, Andy we've Serkis. Discussed before, sure.
They had a
perennial Oscar loser.
They had some teaser footage, which is basically they'd fully rendered this CGI King Kong.
Uh-huh.
So they're really doing it.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that it's going to be just on the island. And they'll probably tell a different story than King Kong gets taken off the island and then falls off a building and everyone cries.
Like, I kind of get the sense they're going to do the exact same film. Maybe they'll do some sort of, maybe more like a human love story or something like that.
Yeah.
Of people on the island or something.
Yeah.
But then it'll go King Kong again. Right?
God, yeah. I don't want to see that movie just... There was ice skating.
Yes.
Do you remember how long it took for him to fall off that building?
Ages.
Just weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there you go. Interstellar footage was also previewed.
Uh-huh. Did we learn anything more about it?
Sadness, corn.
Right, sure.
Well, somebody speculated. I can't remember who wrote it and told me this, but they're like, I bet Matthew McConaughey goes into the future because he goes through a wormhole and he comes back and his daughter's like old. And he's like, I'm sorry, McConaughey, I'm acting now for real.
Just know? Keep living. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That might be good. Okay.
I don't really know anything about it other than that. It looks intriguing, but, you know.
Yeah. They seem to have deliberately, in this world where everybody, we get clips of everything all the time.
Yeah.
They seem to be deliberately keeping us in the dark on this
one.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm excited.
You seem hesitant there.
Well, I don't really.
You're not really excited.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good, probably. You know, there's a Warcraft movie coming? 2016, like World of Warcraft.
Okay, sure.
Duncan Jones, who did Moon.
Moon, yeah.
And was David Bowie's son.
Sure.
Still is.
Remains so, absolutely, remains so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like
What's his birth name?
Zoe Bowie.
Right, okay, yeah.
Wise choice to change that, because that's a cocaine name, if ever I've heard one. So, yeah, it's using all the good CGI, like it's said to be like a... They showed some clips, obviously. I keep saying they showed some clips, but it's not a good medium for this, is it?
Absolutely not, no.
Clips I haven't seen that I'm explaining to people.
But based on a description you've read also.
That it's kind of like a Planet of the Apes Avatar kind of world, you know, lots of CGI monsters and whatever. But apparently it looks really, really good. There's a title card, which you can see 10 seconds of on YouTube, Mason.
Great. What's the audio like on that?
It's
woo! Is it woo?
There's a guy standing up with his big dumb head in the way,
great.
So you can't see it.
Fantastic.
All of that. But look, if it wasn't Duncan Jones, I'd be like, who cares? But I love Duncan Jones, and
yeah.
I think he'd craft a good world.
I thought you were going to say, and
Warcraft.
I think he'd like me.
Doubtful. Because I'd just be badgering him about his name just constantly. The Hobbit was also shown.
Something Five Armies, something?
Five Armies.
Mm-hmm.
Five Brothers, I don't know. I didn't watch the footage that was leaked. Something about...
Do you want to keep the mystique, or you're just not interested
don't
anymore?
Don't give a shit. If they never released it, I wouldn't care. Not that I hate those movies. I like the Lord of the Rings movies. Don't really care for the Hobbit ones, but if they just didn't release it, that's fine.
Have you heard, is there some sort of spectacular thing in that footage?
I had a lot of wooing.
Yep, great shot.
No, it's just, you know, standard stuff. Dragons and get to the mountain, fly the arrow, all that kind of standard stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. You're familiar with The Last of Us game?
Yes, okay. Maybe the news is they're going to release a movie and it's going to have one of the kids from Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Right,
exactly.
There you go. I know a thing. How about that?
You've been watching the Game of Thrones?
No, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
I have them all now, so I'm going to get to it.
That's it. Exactly. Exciting times. It's produced by Sam Raimi, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Speaking of, they're going to do a, for real, a Sam Raimi is writing an Evil Dead TV series with Bruce Campbell.
Huh.
In it.
Okay.
I mean, do you remember that time Bruce Campbell was like, you know, there's going to be a new Evil Dead movie, and then everyone freaked out. And then the next, like, interview he was at, they were like, how exciting the new Evil Dead movie. And he's like, come on, you shouldn't believe all rumors you said you hear on the internet.
Like the one you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Did he mean one?
This was after
the reboot.
Because there was talk of then bringing him into that world and combining them, but I don't know how that would work.
Mm.
But I've never actually seen the originals. I've only seen the reboot, and it was all right. Mm-hmm. I mean... You like the originals, right? Army of Darkness.
I do. It's Army of Darkness especially.
Is that the second one?
That's the third one.
Okay.
And it's sort of, at that point, it's slipped right out of horror and it's just kind of weird, campy fun. And
Cool.
It's a good film. Sure. I don't know if it holds up for repeat viewing. I watched it when I was 12 or something like that. So
things often stay the same, though.
Yeah.
So Yeah, but Maisie Williams, though, is the girl from Game of Thrones. She has a kind of relationship with the Hound, like a kind of... They're a duo that go across the land for a lot of Game of Thrones. And I don't know, I think... I've never heard her do an American accent, but I think she could pull it off. But I think it'd be quite good. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, but I know
that world is an excellent world.
It is, and they're taking great care in... They're not just giving it to anybody. They want to do it properly. There's no director announced, but I think I heard they still want Mark Wahlberg for Nathan Drake, which people don't like, but because everyone wants Nathan Fillion, Mason.
Exactly. Well, no, everybody wants the guy in the... They want the voice of Nolan North, and they want the guy in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
They want exactly that, but they don't want a CGI version of that because that would be weird.
Yeah.
But they don't want an unknown actor because that wouldn't work, but they don't want Mark Wahlberg because he's too much. He's too Mark Wahlberg.
Because he looks exactly like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know who would be good, I reckon? Bradley Cooper.
Yep, okay, sure. Yeah.
But, you know, Bradley Cooper also looks too much like Mark Wahlberg, so.
Doesn't he, though? Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. But, yeah, Ninja Turtles movie. It's out, like, next week in the States. It's not out here for, like,
September,
a month. September 11th.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. The director, Jonathan Liebesman, he says, look, in the sequel, which he presumes they're going to make, that's bold. But, you know, it'll do well, won't it?
It's Michael Bay. It's got a whole bunch of marketing behind it.
Turtles, Megan Fox.
Turtle Blimp, exactly. All that stuff. Yeah. So there'll be a sequel, yeah.
Yeah, cool. They want Bebop.
The chance of this bombing so hard that there's no sequel is quite remote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Casey Jones they want for the sequel, and Bebop and Rocksteady, okay, which we haven't seen on live actions before.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you'd have to de-goofify them.
Precisely, you know? Yes.
Just goofs. Look, I hope it's good. You put your foot down and said it won't be.
Did I say that?
You said it last week.
I say a lot of things. Did I say that?
You'd definitely be like, I could tell from the trailer it's going to be like average at best and whatever.
Did I say that?
Considering the
director. I forget a lot of the things that I say on this. I don't know, because I rewatched the trailer just earlier today, and that's probably going to be fun. I've turned back on my prediction, or did I? Who knows? Write in, everybody.
Yeah. So sure, whatever. And Casey Jones I'm interested in seeing.
Yes.
So he's cool. Mm-hmm. That comic I recommend it.
I hope
it's
Elias Koteas again.
Oh, me too.
Just middle-aged.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Thinning on top.
Yeah. He's the king.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kin, Simon Kinberg.
Good link. Sure.
Thanks. He confirmed the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse for X-Men, the next one, Apocalypse. X-Men Apocalypse.
Sure.
So, yeah, he's the screenwriter or whatever, and he's the guy that they went around to do all the promotional tours when Bryan Singer got in that kind of legal wrangling.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, those allegations.
Ongoing, right?
Ongoing. Yeah, okay. I don't know much about that. But they didn't have a Comic-Con panel on it, so I don't know what to what to make of it. If they did, though, very little wooing. Or a lot of wooing. They woo anything.
No, they woo everything, so yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm not surprised.
Okay, so they've confirmed the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
And who are they?
That's it. That's all the news, Mason.
They confirmed that they were Four Horsemen, like in the end of Days of Future Past, where we see them.
That's right.
Great. Great news, everyone.
That movie's like 2 years away. We're getting Batman, Superman footage, but we're not getting anything on X-Men yet, I guess because, I don't know.
They haven't filmed it?
Yeah, probably.
Great.
Sure. So yeah, I guess we can talk TV shows, though. Arrow was probably the one that stood out the most. There was quite a good Walking Dead trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love The Walking Dead. I think it's really fell off the rails season 2 and struggled to kind of...
It's still got
to
be some people's favorite.
Yeah,
show,
look,
right?
There parts of it are really, really good. Parts of it are long, boring talks about responsibility and leadership. So,
right.
Intercut with zombies sneaking up on people somehow.
So it's quite samey.
Yeah, especially 2. Season 2 is... I stopped watching it and then I came back for 3, which I never do. Normally if I'm off forever.
Right.
So
gave it another shot.
So that's something, I guess.
Is it comfortably samey? Is that why people watch it?
Yeah,
it's sort of,
I guess. You know what?
Are the action beats always sort of the same?
Yeah.
There's 5 minutes of talkie, then there's zombies, and then there's 10 minutes of talkie, and then there's more zombies, and then a little bit of talking, then end.
Somebody maybe wants to be the leader or something and invades or something.
Right, okay. Yeah, that sounds... Yeah.
It does sound.
Absolutely, yeah, it sounds.
Look, I'd recommend watch the first season, skip 2 entirely, then go to 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Arrow, though. Mm. We just watched a trailer
season
for that.
Season
3.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul confirmed as the bad guys.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
And in this world where now sort of supernatural things are possible,
yeah,
he could be sort of authentic comic booky Ra's al Ghul in that he's immortal.
Oh, ish. I thought you meant like a cartoon.
Yeah, he could be a cartoon man. He could be Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. Same as the other seasons, I guess. They're introducing more comic book elements, I think, every time.
Yep.
Every season, which is smart.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. We've got Brandon Routh as Ray Palmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't see him do any atomy things, though.
No. Maybe he's slightly smaller than usual, though.
That could be it. There's that, yeah, Arrow and Brandon Routh both go into a 7-Eleven and they look at that, you know, on the side of the door, the height measurement there for police identification. And he's like, suspicious.
So, yeah, Brandon Routh is taking over the company or something.
As happens every season,
every
sure.
season, yeah, yeah. Because he's too busy vigilanteing, as you said, to protect his company or whatever. So, yeah, that, I mean, you know, that's a solid show. It's not my favorite show, but it's, you know, it's solid.
Solidly fun,
so,
sure, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, good for them. He also shoots people with arrows.
He sure does.
And we see his sidekick.
Red Arrow.
He's not called Speedy. They kind of skipped over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is smart. And they sort of skipped over the heroin addict thing.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I think they're counting him being super serumed up as the drug addiction or whatever,
that's
probably.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Count it.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't a comic book thing.
Yes, we know his sister's called Speedy in the series. Don't email him.
It's fine. I didn't know that. Okay. Email me.
Yeah.
Just to confirm.
Okay, good.
Not a Comic-Con thing, but the Thing. We saw a picture of the Thing.
A Thing
from the Fantastic Four reboot.
Sure.
It's like a stand-in for, you know, often they have with CGI characters, they'll have like just the head and shoulders of a character on
a
stick.
Yeah, and it is exactly that. And it looks very much like a collectible bust.
Yes, it does. Yeah. They do a similar thing with the Avengers for the Hulk and stuff. Mm, yeah. So it looks good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I thought maybe they'll just cancel this movie, but apparently it's going ahead.
They've got it. That's
real. So, you know, I mean, yeah, I hope it's good.
What if it's just them waving a stick with the Thing on it? For 90 minutes.
That would be infinitely better than anything I could ever imagine.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah, that's all the other than the DC and big Marvel news, Mason.
You think they'd really cancel it?
No, well, just that we don't really hear anything about it. And every now and then you get a rumor like they're talking about replacing the director. And again, they're all rumors.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got Marvel canceling the Fantastic Four comics.
Yep.
And all that kind of stuff to try and derail it. So, yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, that'll be a...
I don't think they will, but anymore. But, you know, I had an inkling. And if it comes out to be true, then I always thought that in the back of my mind.
Sure, right.
So, you know. But if they finish it, then I always also thought that. So.
Yeah, yeah. And hooray for comic book movies.
That's right. .com. So, yeah. Well, that's all the boring news, Mason.
Oh, then let's get a good news. Also, there's a new Gotham trailer out. And like you said... Or
released at the worst possible time.
Well, not a trailer, but just news. Some Gotham news. Like, oh, this character's... But yeah, who cares?
Exactly.
San Diego Comic-Con time.
Yeah.
If just things aren't exploding all the time, who cares?
That's right. I mean, it still looks all right. There's a joke, Mason, in the trailer where the penguin, he's not called that penguin at that point, he's walking like a penguin.
Sure.
The guy's like, hey, you look like a penguin when you walk. And he's like, oh, I've never heard that before.
Did he say it sarcastically? Like
yes.
he has
heard
said
it many
that before.
Times.
Well, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Also, there was a Kevin...
Probably people tell him he looks like a variety of different sort of aquatic... birds, though, right?
Yeah, probably.
Pelican. It probably walks like a pelican.
Emperor penguins. A different variety of penguins.
Mm, yeah.
Sure. Fairy penguins. We have them here, don't we?
We do, yes.
You ever gone and seen the penguins?
Yes.
It's all right.
Yeah. So let's save it for another podcast.
Sure.
What birds have you seen cast?
But yeah, we got to talk about Marvel's big news.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we'll be like, who had the biggest...
They're cancelling all their movies.
And comics.
They're taking lead off the Fantastic Four. They're cancelling everything. There's no money in movies, says Kevin Feige.
So yeah, I guess we will talk about Ant-Man first. Mm-hmm. The Ant-Man panel's just finished. So I haven't seen any of this footage, actually, because it hasn't been leaked online yet.
The poster's been leaked online?
Yeah, the poster's been leaked. What do you think?
It's not as wacky as I thought it would be.
Okay, yeah. You know what makes me sad about this movie? It got a less wooing reception than the Guardians of the Galaxy, not the Guns, like the other Marvel stuff.
Right. So people... certainly still an infinite number of woos.
Yes, but... absolutely.
Yeah.
Incountable. Mm-hmm. But uncountable?
Incalculable.
Incalculatable. Mm. But yeah, when the director came out, there was a kind of a lukewarm kind of, hey.
Right,
not his fault. Look, it's not his fault. He can't be to blame, and he'll probably pull something off really good. But considering how well Guardians of the Galaxy is doing, we're seeing that this week, aren't we? Very exciting.
Yes.
That'll be next week's episode. Mm-hmm. And that's a singular vision of James Gunn.
Right.
It's kind of sad that they didn't get someone with such a distinct style like Edgar Wright to make the Ant-Man movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a shame. But,
yeah.
You know.
And again, for me, the only way that sort of stink will come off that film is if Edgar Wright sees that film and says, actually, this is exactly what I wanted to make.
Yeah, exactly. Right? He's actually onto his other film, which is about like giant insects attacking a town.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know why they probably... This is why they separated ways, because he was working on that film at the same time, right? Sure. They've just switched the scales around. Instead of Shrinking Man, it's Giant Insect.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Wow. Hollywood, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the footage shown, I will describe it to you, Mason.
Great, thanks.
There's a bit where, like, Paul Rudd's running and he's being chased by the cops and he's got Michael Douglas on the earpiece.
Uh-huh.
And he jumps onto a fly...
Uh-huh, sure.
This is like as loud as a helicopter or whatever.
Uh-huh.
This actually starts filming in 2 weeks, so I don't know whether this is like a test footage or something they shot just as for Comic-Con or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's also has him like trying to talk to ants, but he hasn't got his mind around it yet or whatever. And it's got Michael Douglas saying that superheroes are a joke, which is, I think, what Michael Douglas said in real life.
Yeah. So that's just from like him at a cafe while they're offering him the role. He's like, superheroes are a joke.
That's
they
it.
Like it.
They were saying that how this is the first like movie that an under 18 person can watch that he's made, except for Ghost in the Darkness, of course, Romancing the Stone, Jewel of the Nile,
The Game,
Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps,
yep, Disclosure, Montmorency and Sex with Demi Moore,
all those,
yeah,
all of the ones. But he made a lot of jokes about popping his Comic-Con cherry, like way too many. Way too many.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just
because he's becoming that. He's, we're talking about Jack Palance.
He's
a while
someone's
back.
Dad.
He's gotten to that level of old person where he can just say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like, oh, he's got that roguish charm about
That's
him.
It.
You know.
So yeah, Paul Rudd apparently very, very cut, very ripped,
mm-hmm,
which is
sure.
good for Paul Rudd. It's a difficult thing to do, probably. I mean, I've never done it, but
sure,
seems,
yeah,
seems difficult.
I mean, most of his films roles thus far have just been. Him sitting in like a Lazy Boy chair, just improvising stuff with Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
And just eating chips.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
It would be incredibly difficult. You're
that's
right.
That's it. But you're excited for Ant-Man?
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. They also confirmed Guardians of the Galaxy 2 for July 28th, 2017. So mm-hmm. it's one of those dates that they said they were going to release something on, and they did. So that's great. There was no talk of Doctor Strange or Captain America 3.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't.
Not at
that
all.
Didn't come up at all.
There was some. There've been some interesting absences so far. I think.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying Joaquin Phoenix is in talks to play Doctor Strange.
That's what they've said. Yeah, and that he was going to pick up some like Doctor Strange comics or whatever. And because a guy like Joaquin Phoenix, a lunatic like Joaquin Phoenix,
yep. uh-huh. sure,
wouldn't like order things online, would he? He doesn't seem like the type. Because that's what I would do.
I think he
like if he wanted to keep that role under wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you just go to like call Marvel and be like, just send me a bunch of shit.
Exactly, yeah, they
a
would just...
bloody crazy Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I think he might just wander into a supermarket and be like, where's the Doctor Strange comics? And they're like,
Is this a thing? Is this a project of yours?
Yeah.
Secretly being filmed?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Age of Ultron footage, though, was the big deal, Mason.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you want to give it a peruse? Not the peruse, like a read of the description?
Oh, sure.
Before...
Okay. The Avengers are hanging out. They're just chilling.
Just chilling.
I assume in that shawarma place from the end of
yep,
the
sure.
first Avengers.
Stark Tower, I believe, just in case for people who don't know.
Has but, it become Avengers Tower at this point?
Sorry, yeah. Avengers
right,
Tower.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, yep.
Okay, they're all out of costumes. They're trying to lift Thor's hammer.
Yeah, that's
no
great.
No one can do it. Tony can't. Stark can't do it. He tries with the Iron Man armor. Still can't do it. Captain America can move it a little.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he can lift it in the comics.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Black Widow apparently doesn't even try.
Wow.
You know,
what's Hawkeye doing?
He's just firing arrows into the wall.
Yep, sure.
So, he's trying to seem cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that cool,
yeah.
though, is he?
Yeah, look at all my cool arrows, guys. Look at what they can do. This one's a grappling hook.
Can we just quickly talk about that poster that was released?
Sure.
There's a swarm of Ultron bots that are kind of taking on the Avengers.
Yep.
And they're all kind of like...
This is like
overrun.
An artist impression. This is
artist impressions, yeah, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's obviously legitimate. Remember in the first Avengers, they had a similar thing where they released a whole lot of Avengers separate posters and they came together in one poster.
Yep,
it's a similar thing. It's just on a bigger scale. We've got the Vision,
but
there.
All in this one we've seen all the Avengers are in it. So what's in all the other posters? Just people hanging out. Just bystanders. Stan Lee's in one. Stan Lee's got his own poster.
That's it.
He's selling hot dogs from a cart, New York.
But, you see the Vision for the first time. They didn't reveal the Vision, even though Paul Bettany was there. And and it's just got, there's a few Ultron bots with like arrows through them.
Yeah.
Like completely ineffective.
Yeah, exactly. There's
and he's just like, he looks real worried because like a lot of them have
are swarming him. Yeah. They've gotten through his defenses, which is firing lots of arrows ineffectively at them. And there they're on him.
Yeah, they're going to tear his legs off. Yeah. So.
And he's like, well, I could stab one with an arrow with my hand, but not as much force as firing with a bow.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's not good up close, is he?
He did all right in the Avengers.
Did he?
Yeah.
He let Loki get real close to brainwash him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right, yeah.
Look, I know he's good in the comics, but I hope he does something good in this, or they just kill him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just whatever.
Well, see, if this was a Whedon, they probably would kill him.
It is a Whedon.
Is it?
Yeah. Joss Whedon's doing it.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think was doing it?
I've had a momentary blank. Then he's dead. He's definitely dead.
Good. Mm. Good.
Because there's no more minor characters to kill off. There's no more Coulson.
No.
I mean, he's back, but they're not gonna bring him in and kill him again, are they?
That would be something.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of the footage though, what do we got? What
happens there? So
Captain America can sort of move the hammer.
Yep.
And Thor looks worried.
Yeah. And then we see there's some sort of large big noise. We see
a woo. Like a big woo.
Oh yeah, like a big woo of just the entire world wooing. And then we see either an old Iron Man suit or like a combination of pieces of old Iron Man suits with like sort of moving zombie style slowly towards them.
Mm.
And it's Ultron.
Yeah.
And then he's like, there's only one path to peace, your extinction, he says.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Sounds like something he would say.
And then there's like a montage of staff people fighting and Bruce Banner is in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Some tanks.
Tanks for the memories.
Great. Good stuff.
Go on.
Some dramatic dialogue. You know, this is the end. This is the end of everything. You know, that sort of stuff. We see the Hulkbuster armor.
Very excited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently it's an Iron Man armor within a Hulkbuster armor.
Okay,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
So there'll be an ejection. So there'll be...
No doubt.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Sweet new ejection. Yeah. That'd be great.
That's something apparently, that's like the first thing that Joss Whedon wanted to do. Was like, I want to get in that Hulkbuster kind of armor.
Yeah, cool.
Do you reckon Ultron's controlling him, or do you reckon it's like a weird scrap that they have for no reason?
I think it's probably a weird no reason scrap, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I would say if we've got Bruce Banner in a straitjacket, he's losing his grip, maybe.
Okay.
And so he's gonna, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because Tony Stark brings Ultron to life.
Yep.
Clearly. Maybe that's got something to do with it.
Could be.
Like, because he's kind of like a shit bloke for making Ultron.
Boy, isn't he, though, yeah.
So, yeah. What else we got?
And then we see Ultron as, you know, in his finished form.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, no string on me, which I guess means he's like...
He's free.
Yeah, he's not a ventriloquist puppet. Yeah. Which is what he was built
like
for.
Like a Goosebumps book.
Yeah, like a Goosebumps book, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then we just see Tony Stark by himself, like in a ruined city or something like that, and all the other Avengers are just on the ground.
Yeah, and Captain America's shield is broken.
Oh, yeah.
Some people say dead. I say they're probably not all dead.
Yeah, maybe Hawkeye's dead.
Hawkeye's dead. I think they could kill Tony Stark or he'll sacrifice or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he'll come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he has been talking Iron Man 4 this week, how he wants to kind of reclaim the title as the best Avenger and whatever.
Right.
Because the Iron Man films are probably, the second two in particular, are the weaker Marvel movies.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah. Not that they're terrible by any stretch, but they're... Mm. So, you know...
With what's come after. What's come since Thor Dark World.
Yeah.
Captain America 2, you know.
Supposedly Guardians. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, from the 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes
that
it currently has. So that's pretty crazy.
Mm.
But, so there you go. Oh, also, did I mention the Captain America shield broken? Did I say that?
You did say that, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Some people are like, it's a dream sequence. He doesn't seem the type to do a dream sequence, Joss Whedon.
Well, that's maybe that's what he wants us to think.
I don't like a dream sequence.
Mm.
Like, they wake up and like, ah! You know, they have that weird wake up and then it's not real. I hate that. I don't like it. So.
Okay.
But, you know, I think he's probably just battered them around a bit and left Tony Stark.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe the Vision comes in and is like, what's up? I'm fucking in.
So he's got the personality of early days Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
What's up, guys? Just keep living.
That's it. Vision obviously comes in at some point. Paul Bettany's been talking about it. He's been pretty kind of quiet about the details on it. We don't know anything even about the costume, but you see him floating above all the Ultron bots in the poster.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty exciting stuff.
So he's going to be in a costume of some sort.
He's
not just phoning in voice stuff this
yeah,
time around.
Apparently not. Okay. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But James Spade also talked about it, and they were saying how he's a what a, you know, good presence he is on you know, on set or whatever, and he's very menacing and intense. And he does seem menacing and intense in real life.
Sure.
I don't want to meet James Spader.
No.
He seems real weird and intense. Mm. Great actor,
mm-hmm.
but real weird.
Yeah.
Real intense. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so yeah, that's...
It's probably that time on Stargate that did that, you know?
Sure.
He's seen some stuff, you know?
Do you remember he was, like, the super handsome kind of guy when he was young?
Yeah.
He was, like, the... Not that he's not a handsome man, but he's... He's less
people
handsome.
Find him very charming, like even like Boston Legal. You know?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They're like, ooh, that James Spader.
He's something.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb hair in that show though.
Yes,
he shaved his head now. Wise. Cool. So there you go. In that poster we talked about, yeah, you got the Vision, but also Thanos. Kevin Feige says he's not. Oh, sorry, Joss Whedon says that he's probably not. Or one of them said it. Who cares? That Thanos is probably not going to appear in the Avengers 2, but James Brolin or Josh Brolin.
Whichever Brolin, is the younger one.
Whatever the younger one is. Came on stage during the Avengers panel. He had a
Infinity... What was the reaction to that? The crowd reaction?
Just silence. Huh, stunned yeah. and respect.
Great.
So those Fantastic. Were the... Yeah. And he had a... You know, like a Hulk hand, but it was like an Infinity Gauntlet
okay,
kind of thing.
Yep.
And yeah, it was a very brief moment. But...
I don't believe that there was silence. If he came, and he panned, if it was Josh Brolin or James Brolin and he came out with some sort of reference to a comic book thing,
even a different
pandering
thing
to the crowd.
He's wearing his Jonah Hex hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People still go insane.
Yeah,
so many woos.
So I reckon he's going to turn up at some point.
Mm.
I think I've said this before on the podcast. Like maybe they're fighting over something, one of the Infinity Gems. Like because the mind Loki's staff is in it, which is the mind gem.
Yep.
And maybe he just like swoops in at the end. And he's like, yeah, this is mine.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves, and they're like, who was that? And he's like, don't worry about it. And Vision's like, what? Anyway. So yeah, looks great, Mason.
Yes.
Anything else to say?
That's pretty much it, I think.
And helicopter's loud, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave that in.
Batman, though.
Yes.
V Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Big DC news, Mason.
Absolutely. The
biggest. I mean, it's only 2 years away.
Yeah.
So.
The news can only get bigger or more annoying to us.
Wonder Woman, though. They revealed that online, so we actually have, and at the panel.
Yeah, yep.
A very clear picture of Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
It's very Athenian Greek mm-hmm. goddess kind of thing.
Not a lot of color.
Not a lot of color at all.
Yeah,
though. Yeah.
But it's more traditional than you know than some of the newer kind of comic incarnations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's no like jacket and blue pants or
right,
whatever.
Right, right, right.
It's the old school kind of
uh-huh.
skirt and whatnot. So uh-huh. yeah.
Armored
chest plate.
Correct.
Lasso. Do you reckon yeah. they'll do the lasso of truth?
Can we see it on there?
It's on a hip.
Right. Then I think they will.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sword. I wouldn't mind seeing a shield.
Uh-huh,
I like
sure.
the sword and shield combo.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that she's going to be a prevalent character?
Not I mean, necessarily.
But you'll have to turn up as woman. It's not as woman. As woman, Mason. No, as Wonder Woman. Like, not just Diana Prince. She's going to turn up in the Wonder Woman getup.
Mm, yeah.
I guess, I assume. Mm. So, yeah. She looks good, though.
Yeah,
don't you
absolutely.
Think?
Yeah,
she looks the part.
Mm-hmm,
so
definitely.
You know, no complaints from this guy. How many complaints from that guy?
Also zero complaints.
Okay, good.
You're referring to me. Zero complaints. Yeah, it looks great. And perhaps maybe this is her debut and in any subsequent film she'll be more... Like, the idea behind the Wonder Woman costume, I think, it, like the comic booky one is, you know, she's the ambassador to the United States.
Yeah.
So she's wearing red, white, and blue.
Okay,
so
sure.
maybe she'll switch at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe she won't because this is the... Grim and gritty DC universe, so probably not.
You know it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of grim and gritty, Mason.
Yes.
You saw the leaked footage of Batman and Superman.
Boy, did I hear it. Yeah, so there's... Yeah, okay. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. What did you think? Well, what was the going on there?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we see a dark shadowy figure and
yes.
he turns on the bat signal.
Yep.
And then...
It's very sparky, isn't it?
It's very sparky.
Probably should have looked into that.
Yeah.
Dangerous?
Seems unsafe, yeah. On a rooftop, it's probably raining a lot.
It was raining a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't hear it over the woos, but I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new bat symbol lights mm-hmm. up.
Yep.
It's big and bulky, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. And who do we see? Who do we see?
Well, we see Henry Cavill, Superman.
People lost it in that bit. There's a guy in the footage that's like, oh, shit. Ah. Yeah. Like, that was...
He's
you
in
know,
the movie.
You know that's coming,
the
right?
The title is... Yeah. You wouldn't do a San Diego Comic-Con... Superman versus Batman reveal teaser trailer and only put one of them in it.
No.
Or neither of them in it.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
So people lost their minds. He's got the heat vision firing up.
He does,
and then we cut down and it's Batman, and he's wearing the Dark Knight Returns.
It's like dead on.
Yeah, the versus Superman Dark Knight Returns armor. Yeah.
Looks clunky as. Hard
to
move
very much
in.
So, yeah.
But I'd imagine for Ben Affleck to wear that would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of that's probably be CGI, but it looks pretty great.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Molto bene.
Yes. Mm. Italian words. I also think that. Mm. Should he just laser vision where his mouth is open?
That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? I mean, this Superman doesn't mind a bit of the old killing.
No.
So why would he just shoot a heat vision in the guy's mouth?
He's not adverse to it. Yeah. So,
you wouldn't even really have to shoot him in the mouth, just heat vision him enough so he gets boiled in the suit.
Yeah.
A lobster.
Like a lobster. So, it's pretty amazing. And again, it is 2 years away.
Uh-huh.
But that's obviously, that's ripped straight from the comics. That scene. So, it must be going the way where Batman beats the crap out of Superman.
Not necessarily.
Yeah?
Could be a stalemate.
Sure.
It could go the way it would actually go. Punched into space. Right?
That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. I want to know. I'd love to know how they're going to do it. And that must be some kind of Kryptonian armor that he's like modified or something to go up against Superman, right?
Not necessarily.
Because otherwise he'd just punch right through it.
He's real rich, though.
I forgot that.
Yeah. It's filled with $1,000 bills.
Do you like the white eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Are they glowy white eyes? Or they is are that
glowy
just the
white. No, they are glowy white eyes. Yeah, he's really got the chin for it, doesn't he, Affleck?
Yes,
he does. Actually like a proper helmet. You see, it looks about like 2 inches thick.
Yeah, yeah.
That helmet. So that would give him at least a quarter of a second's protection.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Bare minimum. We don't see him either because in the comic version, he's hooked up to the city's power. Like he's got cables running off him, which you'd think he'd just sever.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to be, they wouldn't do that, surely.
No, no.
Because that's kind of dumb.
Absolutely.
Comics are kind of dumb, aren't
Absolutely
they?
Absolutely they are. Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it has to be Kryptonian armor.
Sure.
Anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just rich guy technology.
Sure. I'd love to know how they get to that point as well. I mean, we'll obviously find out, but how do they get to that point?
What if we don't find out, though?
Oh, yeah, good
point. They leave at the loose end.
So, yeah, Winter Naomi, she's the official sexiest fangirl on the face of the planet of the podcast.
Big call, but all right, you claimed it.
Wants to know our reaction to the footage in our Dr. Zayas voice.
You go first.
Footage! Real man race!
And we're done.
Okay. So, yeah, if you had to call it, Mason, what was the biggest news from Comic-Con San Diego 2014-2014, personally, for you? Bearing in mind, last week you said that you loved Marvel more.
Oh, right. probably some of the new Lego Star Wars stuff, you know?
No Star Wars stuff, actually. Maybe there's more to come, but when we were recording this, there's been no Star Wars
stuff.
Yeah,
there's been... That's one of the suspicious absences.
Yeah.
Right?
Hmm. I mean, he's filming at the moment, so... J.J. Abrams probably couldn't be there for that reason.
We saw the new X-Wing last time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
New in the sense that it
looks exactly like
the old one, but it's maybe a slightly different color or something.
Do you think he's taken it too far? Yeah, it is. It's like blue. Do you think he's taken it too far where he's just aesthetically it is identical and like the world has not moved on for 30 years in Star Wars? Like it's a rebel fighter walks past exactly the same outfit. Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Kind of okay with that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I mean... Technology doesn't change, does it?
Aesthetically, in the spin-off comic books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the video games.
Yeah.
Because books, we can't really tell.
No.
But in all the
because we don't read them.
Yes. Ugh. But in all the visual medium, does it move on aesthetically a lot?
A little bit, yeah. There's a lot of kind of new style kind of fighters.
Less sideburns.
Yeah. Yep. Not much less, but enough.
Less mop tops.
Yeah, enough that you notice.
Yeah.
For me, though, I think the biggest reveal, even though I'm super excited for Avengers and Ant-Man and all those kind of things, that Batman thing, Superman thing, you can't really beat that.
Yes, exactly.
I mean,
the Hulkbuster, that's fun and fine.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
But we know what all the characters look like.
Yeah.
We know how they interact with each other. They're joshing around, lifting a hammer or whatever.
Josh Brolin around it. Yeah.
But we've never seen this before.
Yeah.
We've never seen live action Superman and Batman before.
That's
so.
It. Mm. So, yeah, that's for me. So, would you agree with that?
I would, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's not to say that Avengers could very well be a better movie, but, you know.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Well, I mean, I think audiences are much less divided on Avengers movies than they are, say, Man of Steel.
Sure. Yeah. Good point.
Like,
good point,
this one could divide audiences just as much as Man of Steel did.
Yeah.
If they make, not so much liberties, but this different interpretation of these characters, you know?
I don't like different.
No.
I like the same.
Nobody does. Who woos it different? No one. Everyone. Doesn't matter. You're at Comic-Con, you woo. That's the rules.
So, yeah. There we go. That's the big news for Comic-Con. I mean, there was other stuff. You know, there was even some announcements about comics.
Huh.
So, that's...
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like the quiet... The comic part is like the quietest section of...
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
So, you know. Comics are pretty good, though.
Absolutely.
But you don't... The thing about that is you don't... Unless you want to meet the authors and the artists, you don't really need to go... To see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really need to go see the footage either. You can just see it online and then yell about it into the internet.
Yeah, there's much less wooing live.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's a new issue, One of the Comets. Woo! To just hold it up. There it is. How good, right? How good is that?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, mate, so nobody cares about Batman, Superman. Not when you've got Hercules 2014 hitting, slamming into theaters over the world.
Boy, slamming right in there, yeah.
So, yeah. If we think of anything about Batman or whatever, we can just come back to it.
Absolutely, yeah. Just,
yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
This might be a shorter episode.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Because we've done some longer ones in the past.
Exactly. So. And you know what? To be honestly, I haven't finished my Comic-Con video yet. I'm like super behind. So maybe we'll cut this one a little bit short.
This is how the sausage is made, people. Do you really want to know? No.
Yeah, you literally just came from this,
yes,
didn't
I did,
you?
Yeah.
I saw it on Wednesday and got accused of not seeing it immediately.
Absolutely.
It got taken down, my review.
How so?
It got Full Screen or a YouTube network, and they claimed copyright on it. And they sent me an email. I disputed.
Wait, who are these people?
Full Screen, they're like a YouTube network.
Okay.
You can sign up to them, and basically your ad revenue comes through them.
Are you part of that network?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm not part of any network, Mason, because I'm independent.
Yeah. Comicbookmovie.com.
Yeah. But they said that I disputed the claim because you're allowed to use, well, it's vague, but basically you're allowed to use footage if you use it for critical analysis and you're not just like putting large chunks of it in for no reason.
So they're claiming that
it's an automatic claim.
Right, it's not the movie production team. It's not the producers of the film that are saying.
They must have owned a particular clip from this, or they have a deal with Universal or Paramount or whoever, whoever it's with. So they sent me an email. And they didn't take it down, but they sent me an email and said, listen, you know, we're more than happy to let you use it, but we just want to access the stats and track how well it's doing. Uh-huh. I said, well, look, I understand. Yeah, I know how the internet works and things. Yeah. But
it's a series of tubes.
That's right. But this is, you know, I made this, and though I don't get a lot of money from these things, I'm like, I rely.
Don't lie, you're wearing a gold tuxedo right now.
This is a hand-me-down.
Oh, okay.
But
it's been in your family for generations.
But I'm like, look, I would do
Nazi gold. Continue.
I do, you know, not rely on it for a source of income, but it helps. I'm not going to die without it, but I'm like, I'm trying to build something here, and it's important. So I disputed again. Then it got blocked completely, right? Taken down. So I'm like, oh, fucking hell.
Right.
So I re-uploaded without the footage. And I emailed the guy because I got a strike against my YouTube account. And I'm like, listen, guy. You seem like a reasonable guy. Look, I'll take down the video completely if you just remove this strike on my account because it restricts some things.
Right,
and he was
like,
oh, no, I already removed it. I think that's some kind of mistake on YouTube's behalf or whatever. Oh, okay. He's like, go about your way. All good. Don't worry about it. So what a nice guy, I think, probably, unless he's lying.
Yeah.
So Fullscreen.com network, Mason.
Molto bene.
Yes. That was a boring story. But what did you think of Hercules 2014?
You know what? I was never bored.
Yeah.
It was breezy.
It sure was.
It was like, maybe, was it 90 minutes? Maybe.
It was about that. Yeah. It was, it wasn't what I thought, that's for sure. Oh, we'll go like 5 minutes non-spoilers, yeah.
Okay, good,
and
yeah.
And just,
yeah.
I wanted to go full spoilers, Mason.
Yeah.
For the record.
But then we got like, we got news and then like 2 minutes of content and everybody has to switch off.
Good
because
point.
Nobody believes you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point. What did you think of The Rock though, as the Hercules?
He's an engaging screen presence.
He sure
right?
is, isn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, yeah. He's got he does a little bit of drama in it as well. He tears up and he gets angry.
True, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we expect him to get angry, is
sure.
that right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he's good, isn't he? Like, he's really well suited to a role like this. Also, you heard the rumors this week that he was going to be Shazam, like you mentioned in an interview.
Yeah.
They said, are you going to take on the DC role? And he's like, we've talked about it and whatever. We're trying to find the right role. People are saying John Stewart Green Lantern, but he, like fans, but he's like, I don't really think I'm right for that role.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't think he is either because he's enormous.
Right.
Right. And he said, listen, I can't say anything, but let's just say the character that I'm probably taking on is, has the powers of Superman. But I can't really say anything else. All I can say is, he said something like this, but just say the word.
Nice.
So, yep. Assuming Shazam.
Shazam, right.
Or Black Adam.
I was going to say Black Adam. He looks he looks much more like Black Adam. Yeah,
but I'd be happy with either of those.
Yeah, totally. But does...
I think if they go Shazam, he's around longer. Black Adam. Adam?
Black Adam, yes. A-D-A-M, yeah, yes.
Yeah, cool.
Because Black Adam is Egyptian and The Rock is sort of...
He's the Scorpion King.
Yeah, he's the Scorpion King, precisely. He's ethnically ambiguous.
He is, yeah. Good point. But I think they'd be smarter to put him as a hero, though.
Does The Rock play non-heroes?
Not.
When was the last time he was a villain?
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know, to be honest.
He is...
I mean, he's probably been a villain in wrestling.
Yeah, I guess so. No, he's always been the hero, right? He's the people's champion or something?
Yep.
He's the people's elbow, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I would think.
I want to look it up as we talk, and I'll tell you if he ever becomes a villain.
He's been like anti-heroes or whatever, like the Walking Tall. Walking Tall, is that the one we've seen? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And The Rundown, or it's called Welcome to the Jungle here, which is a great underrated...
We've talked about that one, I think.
Early 2000s thing. But yeah, can you see anything there where he's the villain? He was in Be Cool.
Oh, yeah, good point.
He was like the villain in that.
No, he was more of some sort of disco man.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll get to that, yeah. But hang on, wasn't the Scorpion King a villain?
Oh, he was too.
Right.
But to be fair, right? He only shows up at the start of The Mummy Returns as The Rock, and then he bites a scorpion in half.
Yep.
And then a forest forms around him, and then the Scorpion King reappears at the end. And by reappears, I mean it's a terrible half rock, half scorpion CGI monster that appears that looks like Judge Doom from Roger Rabbit.
Correct.
So, I guess that kind of counts, yes. But the Scorpion King movie is a prequel, obviously, to the Mummy's films. And before he becomes the Scorpion King or something. I haven't seen it, but I don't think he's a villain in that.
Yeah, either. I think maybe he's sort of marketing himself. And that makes sense that he's like the Will Smith mold where he won't play a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because they're not bad guys in real life, Mason.
Ah, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Except for all that money they could give to charity.
Yeah.
Sitting here in my gold tuxedo.
Precisely.
No, he does do a lot of good stuff for charity in that. That's he seems like a really genuinely good guy.
Yeah, don't see any villains on here. So
yeah, there you go. But yeah, did you like his ragtag group of teen that he had in Hercules, The Legend of Kevin Sorbo?
More or less. They're fine.
Yeah, okay.
They were it's a breezy watch. All the characters are kind of they've got enough about them to be somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
And then you know what they're about.
Yep.
And let's fight some stuff.
It felt very much like a Knight's Tale kind of vibe.
Yeah.
For me. I wish I mentioned that in my review, but you know that kind of breezy, you kind of play up the legend of whatever. So that was quite cool. What about the battle sequences?
I was gonna say if yours was you thought it was reminiscent of a Knight's Tale, I thought. Especially towards the end, it was a little bit... It kind of Clash of the Titans.
It kind
of felt like epic in a kind of a... Like a campy kind of fun kind of way.
Yeah,
there was no stop-motion skeletons.
No.
But...
That we saw.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. So, in general, fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little cardboard cutout characters.
Yeah, sure.
You know where the plot's going to go.
Yeah, twist.
Which is why you said, you know... We could just go all spoils on this. Because, again, it's not really a film you can spoil so much.
No, that's it. I think you could still, regardless of whether you knew everything about it, you would enjoy it the same.
Yeah.
Then again, okay, this is spoilers now, right?
Okay, we're too okay, guys.
The premise of the film is, which I didn't expect going in from the trailers, all of the legendary things that he's done, like fight the monster in the, what it's called?
The Hydra.
And the giant boar and the huge bulletproof lion.
Sure,
or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Kevlar Lion.
All of those things are legend that he's kind of not necessarily started himself, but they started off as minor stories that happened. It's basically set in the real world, as it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And these legends have been built up and he doesn't stop the fact that he doesn't turn around and say, oh no, these things didn't actually happen. He plays it up.
In order to get more mercenary work.
Yeah, exactly. And to be kind of more fearsome to his opponents. Because I remember seeing the trailer where he fights that enormous lion.
Yeah.
And then you see the lion thing on his head. And they're not, it's not the same side. It's
Correct,
clearly
yes.
a regular sized lion. And that's obviously because he may have killed a lion at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he just found that lion
team.
Skin.
Yeah,
that's it, exactly. And all these kind of deeds are done with this ragtag team.
Yeah, and when we see him fight the Hydra initially, it is this enormous CGI monster, this terrifying thing. And then he goes to his king and he says, look, here's the. He's the Hydra head.
He goes to Ralph Fiennes or Rafe...
It's Joe Fiennes,
that's
right?
It. Yeah,
Joey Fiennes.
Joey Fiennes.
Joey Fiennes. And it's just some soldiers with sort of lizard helmets on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which is quite cool.
Yeah.
I guess. But I love that element of it because I think I didn't really go in and watch an old CGI Clash of the Titans kind of thing. And also, I don't want to go in watching the real story of Hercules, like the gritty, real true story.
Yeah, exactly.
And I kind of found...
The untold story exactly. That you've never been seen. Interestingly, there was a trailer for Dracula Untold beforehand. And like, this is the one you've never seen.
We talked about this last
week. Yeah, I've kind of seen it. I have.
You've seen Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes, exactly.
Amazing film from the perspective that Keanu Reeves is terrible in it. But I like Keanu Reeves. But all of that stuff is done, all the special effects shots are done in camera.
Mm.
So there's no CGI or anything. Watching that film with knowing that, it's a whole different appreciation for it. But yeah, it's... So I found that premise engaging and I thought, I really hope they stick to this. Because there's a bit where you think there's going to be centaurs.
Yes.
Centaurs, whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, surely they're not really going to do that. That's so dumb. If suddenly they just fight like an army of centaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it turns out they're not. They're just guys on horses. And they're in the sun, so you can't see them well.
I think that was an odd perspective trick.
It was. Oh, yeah. They were definitely...
They definitely were centaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the light changed. And they sort of... There was some odd shuffling around and some slouching. And then they're like, oh, no, it's just... It's guys on horses.
Dudes on horses. Mm. So yeah,
it's weird that they all struck that pose, so they all looked exactly like centaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, maybe they're propagating that legend.
That's it, yeah. Exactly. Which appears to be this world,
yeah.
Apparently. So yeah, so it's kind of... It's not clear, really, whether there are magical elements in it or not. I mean, there's a guy who says that he can predict the future and whatever.
Yeah.
And he does, in a way, because he predicts his death that's going to happen... Which then doesn't happen.
Correct.
Is that... Could he read the future?
No.
You
reckon he did a lot of drugs. Wasn't that...
he did
that was the premise, right?
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, yeah. But he... That's a really specific thing to know, though. That someone's going to throw a spear that's on fire. And it's going to happen tonight.
Right.
And I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's... I'm just saying, that's pretty...
Not necessarily. Because, I mean, the bad guys did use fiery arrows prior to that.
Yeah.
And so he stands to reason they might try him again.
He must be insane, though, at the very least.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's probably all the drugs.
Sure. That was he just threw a fistful of drugs in the fire, didn't he? And then,
just
let them waft over him.
Just vaped him in.
That's it. Now, this... You didn't watch The Legend of Hercules from earlier this year?
No.
Callum,
no.
Me neither.
I barely had time to watch this one.
There was... This movie, though, really should have
been...
Who
was in it? Was Mark Dacascos in it?
I don't know who that is.
He was one of the guys in Double Dragon.
Okay.
He's one of those guys, you know?
Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Callum Lutz from Twilight.
C. Thomas Howell.
It's probably.
Yep.
It was also... what's his name? I know him. I met him. He's Spartacus.
No, I'm Spartacus.
Oh, sorry.
See how I did that?
Hands on the hips.
Yep.
What's his name? Liam McIntyre was in it as well, who's great. This, though, should have really been called The Legend of Hercules.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was more a play on The Legend of Hercules. And
correct.
This is the story you've never seen before. So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What was your reaction to, and what was the audience reaction when you saw to, like...
I thought you were going to say when you saw him throw that horse.
Oh, yeah, that was good. that's when we're talking... If we're talking about the physicality of The Rock, he does suit this in that you do get the sense he could pick up a horse and throw it.
That's right, yeah.
Or
yeah.
kick a... Like a cart and then shove it at somebody, right? That totally works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's a little bit unbelievable, but if anybody's going to do that, it's going to be him, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you saw C. Thomas Howell do that.
Unlikely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. I was going to say, with the... How did the audience react to, like, all the little... There was a lot of moments of levity, a lot of little jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think
they fell a little flat.
Yeah, I didn't think it was incredibly funny. It was more, like you said, it was more breezy than... ...than funny. And like you said, never bored. Like, I'm going in, I'm like, you know what? I should have just written a review. Well, I should have just written a review and just put it up and never have seen it. And
right.
Just be like, who cares? But I'll do one day, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I think you would have fallen on your face.
Absolutely, I would have. Yeah, exactly, I would have. So, I would have been like, yeah, it's all CGI monsters and crap. But there's like, that's like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there's sort of a CGI dogs that he fights at the end. Mm. So.
There was a little bit of clunky exposition, I thought.
Yeah.
Where he has the dream about Cerberus and then... Cerberus.
Cerebellum.
Yep. Okay, hang on. Give me a second. Cerberus is the aardvark. Cerberus is the three-headed dog.
You just said the same word twice.
No, I didn't.
To me. That's how I heard
it. Okay, right. Anyway, but he's like, he has the dream and then he wakes up and then the other guy, the drug guy, is like, oh, Cerberus. the three-headed dog that guards Hades. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah, it's the one I've always talked about it. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to explain it. I was there.
Yeah, did you like that twist on it that Joseph Fiennes murdered his family for no reason?
Well, that made sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
You could see that coming a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew he was going to come back, but it was kind of shoehorned in the way he was. You're just like, I'm here now. Yeah, I was with this guy all alone.
I was thousands of miles away, but now I've just decided to show up with my dogs. Yeah. I brought all in dogs. I could have just got a guy to stab you.
Yeah.
Here's the dogs that killed your family.
Yeah. Irony, possibly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the John Hurt man?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, a little bit, he was a bit cartoonish, cackling villain. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to kill you, Hercules. How does it feel? And I'm going to kill all the kids. I'll kill you. How old is John Hurt?
I said that in my review.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you watched it. But I made a point of saying he's been 65 for 30 years.
He has, hasn't he? Yeah.
He must be 70 plus.
Right.
Because have you seen Alien, right?
Yep.
He's in the first Alien, which is from 1979. And he looks 65.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's always just looked really old.
Right.
And then he just stopped aging. I don't know.
Maybe he had old man makeup for the first couple of decades. He's like, this is a marketing trick that I can, this is a loophole I can use.
Apparently they picked him for the movie 1984 because he looked older than what he actually was.
Okay, so there you go.
I don't know what to make of that. Mm. It looks like he like grew up inside a coal mine. Like,
yes.
He looks terrible.
Well, he is British.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think though, did you think there was ever a point where you thought maybe he is a god? Maybe there's something to this legend. I mean, he did the thing that in all Hercules movies where he has to rip chains out of the wall with concrete on it and whip somebody with it.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, that's
intermittently, but no, at that point, no.
Okay.
Like at that point, it couldn't have been. I think there were, you know, moments in it where you're like, well, maybe. Yeah, but I think at that point, if they'd revealed that he really was a god,
yeah,
or you know, a demigod,
yeah,
it would have spoiled the rest of the film because you'd be like, well, why didn't he use some of his godlike abilities
mm-hmm.
prior to this?
Yeah,
you know,
fair point.
Why did he need if he did have, you know, this incredible strength and invulnerability? Why did he send all those thousands of soldiers to their deaths just earlier? Why does he need these other guys? You know,
yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe he didn't know that he was.
Right,
really.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, I think it's slightly left open to interpretation whether he is
uh-huh.
magic or a god's son or whatever. I mean, he clearly says, though, that his friend says, look, we grew up on the streets together as orphans.
Right, right.
So he wasn't the Hercules that is the legend of Hercules, TV show.
Sure.
But, yeah,
but
I think
he certainly had a legendary journey.
He certainly did. But, like, even that bit, like, but a lot of it, it's just, it walks that line where you're like, because it's The Rock, like you said, it could be true. Like, it could be a real thing that a guy could do. Like, even when he lifts that big statue at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Using just
leverage.
Leverage, that's the word. I was going to say levity.
Yes. Plenty of levity in that film.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, sure, he could have. I like how he murdered one army.
Yep.
And then he was like, that was the wrong army. And then he murdered
the other
army.
Yeah.
And then oops.
Yep.
Gabe V sent a link in saying that Kevin Sorbo was apparently furious that he said, look, I want a cameo.
And oh, right.
And they said, no, thank you, Sorbs.
Oh.
Take a walk.
Take a walk, Sorbs.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad.
It's fine.
Did you like that show?
I think so, probably.
Mm.
Campy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Everybody learned a lesson at the end, maybe? I don't
know.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Don't remember how any of those episodes went, but yeah.
Which is better, Hercules' Legendary Journeys or Carl the Conqueror?
Probably Young Hercules with Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I don't really have anything else to say about this except that he did throw that horse.
Absolutely, he did. Well, there was some controversy whether this was going to, not whether it was going to be released, but there was Alan Moore famously came out and he said, look.
The writer, Steve Moore, who wrote it.
No relation.
Yeah. He was like his mentor, or they were friends.
They were friends, yeah, and he died.
He wrote the comic Hercules the Thracian.
Yeah, War, which is this is more or less based on.
Yeah.
When it got picked up for film treatment, he didn't get any payment for it. And so he said, before he died, he said, we'll take my name off it.
Yeah.
Then after he died, his name's been put back on it.
Mm.
So.
Uncool.
Uncool move.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Alan
Brett
Moore.
Brett Ratner.
Yeah. Alan Moore is famous. Oh, I forgot it was Brett Ratner.
Me too.
That's
next to Red Dragon is probably his best film.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I mean, Alan Moore is famous for, you know, the right, you know, championing sort of creators' rights and yeah. stuff like that. Like, you know, he wrote Watchmen and V for Vendetta, but if you only saw the films, you wouldn't know that, because Watchmen says, you know, based on the graphic novel illustrated by Dave Gibbons. Yeah. It doesn't say written by Alan Moore. Yeah, he's yeah. had all the... Yeah, yeah.
Mm, doesn't care for it.
No, yeah, sir. Yeah.
Did they say that? They didn't say that for League of Extraordinary Gentlemen either, did they?
Boy, I wouldn't... I'd have my name taken off that. Money or no money.
So, yeah, yeah. Best or worst, Mason?
I'm going to go best movie ever, because I enjoy... Yeah.
You know what? I was really worried, because I'm watching this, and I'm like, I'm going to go home and review this. And I hadn't read any reviews, because there were nothing out. And I'm like, uh-huh. I like this, and I think I'm losing my mind.
Right.
Because I'm like, nobody's going to like this.
Yeah.
Why do I like it?
Well, I think because I Googled, because, you know, there's always something after the credits. Also, yeah. I thought it was the fun little touch at the end when we see how he really... You know, in the sort of animated credit sequence?
I didn't watch that. I left.
Didn't you? You left. Nah, yeah. Okay, well... Oh, well. Really? It was like right in the... Okay.
I left, like, because I'm like, I had to get the review out, so I just left.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in the end, we see, in the final credit bit, we see this sort of CGI animated thing where we see how he defeated all the...
Oh, man!
You missed it, you goose. Shit. Yeah, like, you see, like, the lion leaps, and then you see, like, one of the other guys, and he's putting a spear up in it, and the other guy's jumping on top of it. And
is it a regular-sized lion?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Where did the lion come from?
I don't know. Then there's the one where he's the wild boar is coming at him, and, you know, somebody shoots like a grappling hook with a lion into the tree, and then it trips over the lion.
All these animals like regular size, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the boar still look pretty big.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, they can get pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Dangerous. What? How are the other ones defeated?
Can't remember.
Well, that's useless.
Yeah. I think the Hydra, he had a small submarine under the water, and he just blew it up with mines.
Sure.
Depth charges.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, so I Googled, like, because I always forget, but in the cinema, I'm like, oh, is there anything after the credits? I'll Google Hercules after the credits, and it got to some reviews. And I think Siskel and Ebert anymore.
One of them.
Their review site, like, it's got one star and stuff like that, so okay. We might be in the minority here.
I don't know. Let me just quickly check Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Look, it's not... Yeah, it's not brilliant by any stretch.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's very easy to watch, but not in like an insulting way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, I didn't feel like some of these movies that you make me watch, and I'm attacking you here, they feel like...
You didn't need to say that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they feel like a waste.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, yeah.
There's some redeeming features to some of them or whatever.
You're talking like 300, Rise of an Empire. Not terrible, but a waste?
That wasn't a waste so much. Okay, sure. It was okay.
63% Rotten Tomatoes.
That's all right.
Anyway, so I go on. Yeah, yeah.
But I think people are going to be down on this film. Just yeah. I don't know. I don't know what expectations people have, but I think people are inclined to be down on this sort of thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, it beat Lucy. Oh, sorry. Lucy beat it at the box office.
Okay, right. When are we getting that? Next week?
Like 3 weeks or something.
Great. But yeah. Okay, where are we going with this? I've lost my train of thought.
Did you like it? Yeah, yes. You did. Yeah, best movie ever. Yeah, same with me. Tentatively. Like, I wouldn't say go and see it. If it seems like something you might like, go and see it, I guess. Or just, you know.
I'm going to say go and see it. I'm actually going to say go and see it.
All right, cool.
Not if you just, like, yeah, like I didn't feel my time was wasted. I was like, oh, this is a good, fun film.
Should you bring your dad?
Yeah, bring your dad.
Should they bring your dad?
I guess they could, yeah. Yeah, he'd probably enjoy it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So Mason's saying, definitely go see it. Mm-hmm. First date material.
Yeah, okay. Sure. That's not legally binding, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not responsible for anything that happens.
That's it. Did I mention before that Yellow Jacket's the villain in Ant-Man?
No.
Yellow Jacket's the villain in Ant-Man.
Great. Who's that being played by?
It's Corey Stoll. He's in... that one where, what's his name? Kevin Spacey is in Parliament. And he's like, America.
House of Cards,
Christ. America. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Have I told you my Kevin Spacey story?
We've mentioned it, but you can't tell it on the air. So
I know.
It's a mystery. We'll never know. So,
but yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're talking just niggling things about this film,
yeah,
we did have the woman who has to prove her worth as a warrior.
Oh, okay.
You know, that one. You can't be someone who uses a bow and arrow because you're a woman. And then she does like the trick with the helmets and the arrows, and you're like,
and
he's
like, well, that boy is my face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
And she did have the classic, you know, midriff bearing armor, like, because that's
super helpful
for everyone.
Did you like his crazy?
But then The Rock did have. Like, he was wearing a skirt through the whole thing. That's so a good whatever.
Point.
Yeah.
Did you like his crazy dog friend?
Yeah, crazy dog guy was
good. I was really sad when he died.
Me too.
Yeah.
See, oddly affecting.
Oddly affecting. Yeah. So there you go. Best movie of the year.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, Mason, next week will be Guardians of the Galaxy, so I can't wait to talk about that. It's actually out here the week after, but there's some preview screenings this weekend.
I should probably get a ticket to one of those.
Yeah. Nah, you'll be able to pick one up. It's planted at most places. So, yeah, we'll definitely discuss that next week. Now, we'll keep the... I purposely kept the...
And what we should do is take a photo of our ticket stubs, and then you can put them in your video review so people know that you've seen it.
I'd rather be accused, okay, to be honest. I enjoy it. You know what it's time for then, Mason?
What's that?
What we reading?
Oh.
What we gonna read?
I'm gonna read The Thracian Wars.
You didn't let me put the...
Oh, right, okay.
Theme
song.
You
could have snuck it right in there.
No, you kept... Because you spoke over...
Okay, start
again.
There
was no gap.
Oh, okay, right.
What are we reading, Mason? You gotta say, what are we gonna read?
What are we gonna read? And then there's the theme song?
Yeah, there's the theme song.
Okay, great.
I'm doing the theme.
Well, this has ruined the magic, hasn't it, for everyone? Anyway, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, I'm probably going to read Hercules the Thracian Wars just to see how it stacks up.
I'll say this about that, Mason.
You've read
it? I picked up the first issue because it's free on Comixology,
and
I kind of enjoyed it.
Huh.
It's I haven't read the other ones, though.
Yep.
So the thing about it is it's a lot of them are like they mention a lot of kind of Greek names, and I'm like, okay. But you know what? It looks like it's going to be a good kind of story. And yeah, I will read it. Maybe not this week, but I'll get around to it.
Does it seem like they've built more distinct characters for the movie, or are they? Is it?
It's honestly, it's hard to say. I can barely.
It's a bit muddier.
You know what? Yeah, I
find
it
a lot
is,
with
yeah.
these kind of this and 300 and those kind of things. Like a lot of the characters in the comic book are quite indistinct in a lot of cases, and they sort of clean them up and make them more distinctive and give them wacky hair and bows. And
one's a dog man
exactly, and one does lots of drugs, whatever, just to make them a little more distinctive. I'll give that a crack, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so yeah, look, and there's no harm in it because the first issue was free, so if it intrigues you.
Also, I'm getting back into, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the podcast, have you read Saga?
No, I've read like the first two, but I it's
super
good, and
yeah,
I gotta go back.
It's really good. Sort of a, it's a, not so much a Romeo and Juliet, but it's a love story that happens to be set in this crazy outer space world.
Yeah.
And it's these two people from opposing sides of this sort of interstellar war that they don't want to be a part of.
Not
and
like they, a village in, like a Verona. It's not
incorrect. No, that's right. And they're sort of, and they have a kid and they have to sort of, you know, survive in this universe. And it's a really great story. Good characters, great art. Amazing. Amazing covers, especially.
And guys with TVs for heads.
Yeah. Prince Robot the Fourth, yes.
Yeah.
I saw a great cosplay of that somewhere on the internet. It was great.
Cool.
Yeah, so get back into that. Like, it's like 21 issues in, I think, yeah.
Well, it's only a matter of time before I'm sure that's adapted for something.
Yeah,
probably
definitely.
Yeah. And Alan Moore will love it.
He sure will.
He hates adaptations of things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he very much believes in... comic books.
Satan.
Yeah, he believes in Satan and living in a cave. But, we should ask that guy for more Alan Moore stories.
Yes.
More Alan. We could call it Alan Moore, but M-O-R-E. That's what okay, new segment next week. This guy doesn't email back in with more stories. He's letting us down.
That's it.
But yeah, Alan Moore believes in, I think, very much that comic books are their own medium.
Yeah.
You don't need to adapt it to a movie because it's there.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to. There's no need. Like, I think a lot of comic books is this industry where it's not a story isn't legitimate until somebody adapts it into something else, until it becomes a movie or a TV series or whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, comic books kind of thing.
Yeah,
but and he definitely wants it. Comic books to stand on their own as their own art because
Which they do.
Yeah, like Watchmen is probably a really good example because it uses devices that you don't really work. In the movies or anything like that.
Pages,
exactly. Good use of white space. Speech bubbles. Pirates. A pirate story that keeps going in and out, and it's a metaphor or something. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that version of The Watchmen with that
The motion bit? Comic?
Yeah. Oh, there's that. Apparently it's terrible.
Well, there's one guy does all the voices, including the girl voices.
Oh, good. That must be great.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, there's a version of The Watchmen, the movie, where they put that pirate story back in.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'd like to...
And it's animated?
Yeah.
Cool.
Via Jerry Butler is the voice of the pirate.
Oh.
Yar.
Yar.
He was good in 300 Rise of an Empire. Extra footage they just spliced in, wasn't he?
Sure was.
I've got some... I've got a recommended reading here, though, okay. From a listener.
What are you going to read?
The patient thing.
Oh, you're going to read it as
I
well.
I had it down,
oh,
man.
Oh, okay, right.
Because you rudely interrupted.
Yeah, that's how I do.
I'm Paul. Not me. I'm reading this.
Okay, right.
And can I be the official egg foo because I'm Asian? Yes.
Yes, sure.
That qualifies.
Absolutely. You could have even been the official egg foo and not been Asian. It's
that's
fine.
That's right. Exactly.
We'll take it. Great twirly mustache if you can do one of those as well.
Please. I'm a big fan of the podcast. If every podcast was J. Jonah Jameson, you would be the J.K. Simmons of the podcast. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What I've been reading is Jonathan Hickman's New Avengers run, which I find is really good. It stars the Illuminati, which is made up of Iron Man, Mr. Fantastic.
Namor the Submariner, Black Bolt.
Yep.
Another one that I can't remember.
Beast.
Yep.
Captain America and Black Panther.
Oh, so it's a different Illuminati. Never
mind. I don't know. Yeah, it is when the Illuminati find out that the alternative realities are crashing on top of each other, and to save both realities, they must let their Earth die or destroy the other Earth.
Mm.
Is this new? Did you say there's an older version of this?
Well, the original Illuminati was the team that decided to fire the Hulk off into space.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
So that was...
Like Strange.
Yeah, so it was Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Black Bolt, Namor, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. It is a lot of heroes questioning how far they are willing to go. It's a really good Doctor Strange read as well, and it features the Illuminati facing a parody of the Justice League. I have a question for Mason.
Yes.
And you. My friend said that she thought that Jack Black would be a good Joker and Jennifer Lawrence would be a great Wonder Woman. I told her she was wrong and told her to shut up. Is there any chance she is right? Keep up the great work.
I wouldn't mind to see Jennifer Lawrence as Wonder Woman. That could work.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black.
I think he'd be a good Riddler. He could be Riddler. Maybe not a good Riddler.
Right.
I don't think... Maybe... Look, no to the Joker.
Yeah, no, because I think Heath Ledger's nailed it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long time before anybody beats that.
It's rumoured that Calvin Mulvery, the Australian actor...
Oh, yeah. The patron saint of our podcast. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. That he might be the Joker in the Batman v Superman.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a rumor, but...
Mm. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's already got the scar.
He does have that scar, yeah, yep. Yeah. Rack off, Batman. But, yeah, I don't love the Jennifer Lawrence thing, to be honest. Cause,
no?
Yeah, she's fine. She's great.
Oh,
she's
is this because of Hunger Games kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Too Hunger
yeah,
Games-y.
Yeah, yeah. And she's... And I like Jennifer Lawrence. She's very attractive and whatever, but she might seem almost, she's a bit young as well, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was young as well, one day, back in the day.
Sure.
Whatever.
How old is Wonder Woman?
I don't know. 30s? Everybody's sort of in their 30s, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for all the young, like the teen heroes who are 15 and then they're 30.
Yeah.
Like Nightwing, right? He was 15 until he was 30.
Until he was 30. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Thanks for writing in, Eggfoo.
Mm.
Good luck with that moustache.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Also, how about you shut up?
Caleb says, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided I want to be the official Ben Affleck of the show. Done. Also, I've been wondering if you guys are what your guys' views are on Punisher Warzone.
Should we be writing down all the official titles?
No. I'm not keeping track of
if
this.
If somebody could keep track of that.
Yeah.
If that Reddit thing started, if somebody could keep track of all these.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That'd be appreciated.
Yeah, I wonder if that did start.
Who knows?
That doesn't matter. And does matter. Thank you to whoever did that, if you did it. You guys have mentioned Punisher Warzone, but that's pretty much it. So what do you think of it?
The movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
a perfect Punisher movie.
It is. No, nobody, people don't just get shot. They get riddled with bullets and just, they explode.
There's the guy goes into that glass crushing machine.
Yep. Yep. That's right. Yeah.
So messed up.
Yeah. So good.
You know what though? There's a lot
of kill those parkour guys. Like just when people are getting sick of parkour, they put parkour guys in the film.
And this is 2009. Was like,
yeah. And people were like, parkour. And then they got blown up by a rocket. And we're like, yeah. Nice.
It's pretty
we
great.
We had Newman as Microchip, yeah. the sidekick.
Who gets shot by the Punisher.
Yeah. He gets shot by the...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
He gets shot by Jigsaw.
But
he makes the sacrifice.
He makes sacrifice. Yeah, yeah. It's dead on.
Yeah.
And now that...
And Ray Stevenson was an excellent Punisher.
Yes.
Like, physically, he absolutely... And he's done a lot of roles since then, a lot of superhero. He's Volstagg, right?
Yeah, he's Volstagg.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But I think he really fit that mold. And it really... That... I thought the tone of that
it's also
film,
Firefly and JoJo. Anyway, go
okay, right. Yeah. That he really that movie really hit the tone of like what it, you know, it's a comic book reality or whatever, and it's kind of hyper real or whatever, but it sort of hit the tone of like what would it be like to be the Punisher, like full time. Like, he's this guy and he's completely alone and he's just kind of,
everybody hates him,
but he's still doing this because he has to do it, and you know, because he thinks it's the right thing, and he's just, you know, living in the sewers or whatever. Yeah, you know, it's kind of
it's incredible.
It was dark and it was good.
Yeah, the director, I can't remember her name. She copped a bit of flack.
Lexi Alexander is
the one. So there's, we mentioned this before. There's a good how did this get made episode where she talks about a podcast episode.
Yeah,
where she breaks down the entire thing.
Is Patton Oswalt also on that episode? Maybe.
I think he might be. Yeah, who's great as well, and in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for some reason. Yeah. But she talks about how before the movie, at the movie premiere, right?
Yep.
She was like, "Listen, a lot of this stuff she takes directly from the comics, like a lot of the violence."
Yeah.
So what she wanted to do was put like a selection of like comic, some Punisher pages and leave them on the seat
right.
of every critic or whoever came in to watch it.
So if they were like, this isn't realistic, you know, this isn't accurate, she'd be like, no, it's exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she got shot down, that got shot down for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the critics were like, what kind of sick mind thinks up this kind of stuff?
Right,
what's wrong with, you know, Lexi Alexander or whatever?
Garth Ennis, that's who did it.
Was it what?
The writer of Punisher.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Punisher Max.
So. And that probably hurt it as well, because it didn't do very, very well.
No.
And it's probably also because off the back of the last Punisher, where people were like, oh, we kind of saw this already. But the Punisher with Thomas Jane and Warzone are very, very different.
Mm.
And I like the original Punisher. It's got some good moments and some real dumb moments.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's a shame that it's not... people don't like it more, but I can understand why. It's not a mainstream comic movie because it's super violent.
Right.
It's not like you go to the Avengers and it's a breezy kind of fun time.
Yeah.
It's dudes getting like mashed in a glass thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And there's that scene where the opening scene of it is it's like this mob boss's party and he just, like, it's this fancy dinner party, all these mob guys, and he just
and
shows
that music,
up.
Like,
and he just jumps in and just massacres everybody. I can't remember if... I don't think it is...
Does he bust out of an ice sculpture like McBain? I can't remember.
Yes, it's similar. I think he falls out of the ceiling. Anyway, I can't remember if it's in the film or not, but in the comic book version of it, he cut like one of the mob higher-ups is like this really old lady and he cuts her head off with a Bowie knife. I can't remember. I don't think that's still in the film because I'm looking at the Wikipedia page and it would probably mention that.
Sure.
Yeah.
First thing.
There's even, I don't think it's not in the film, but there's a, he kills like a mob boss and then when they all go to the funeral, he shows up and just machine guns everybody. like all the old guys who are there to pay their respects who are now, you know, they're just useless old men. He just machine guns them all because they've earned it.
Yeah. They have. They bloody have.
Mm.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, we really enjoy that film.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I've only seen it once, and I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
So.
Let's add that to what we're going to read.
That's it.
Mm. This week.
Theme song? No. Okay. P.S. Just wanted to say what the subtitle for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 should have been. Amazing Spider-Man 2, we can't even get... sorry. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, we can't even get the Marvel after-credits scene right.
Yeah. Because
they have that X-Men.
That's right.
That bizarre X-Men... thing. We sit there like, what is this here for?
Yeah.
So, yeah. There was also Amazing Spider-Man 3 got pushed back a couple of years as well. So,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Pretty great.
All right. Here we go. Hello, James. Or should I call you Mr. Sunday?
As long as you don't call him late for dinner. That's a joke people used to make.
It is a joke, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what it meant.
I was at a party last night, right?
Uh-huh,
an engagement party.
Sure.
And this isn't
this story checks out so far.
Yeah. It's just me. And I'm having a conversation with my friends,
uh-huh.
and we're just like having, you know, a laugh and whatever. And then this guy, I don't know, he would have been like 60 or so, just steps in. He's like, "Did you hear the one about Little Johnny?" Like, just halts the conversation completely. I'm like,
this
what?
Sounds like it's going to be a bad joke.
What?
Are you going to relay this joke?
No, I'm not going to relay the joke. But then he just launched into a series of, you know, the Little Johnny jokes are like basically a kid who doesn't understand that lots of sex stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And
sure.
He just launched into like five in a row. And it got me thinking, first of all...
You've got to write some of those jokes.
That's the worst. But nobody really tells jokes anymore, do they?
Yeah, true.
Like, you know, like...
Like joke jokes.
Like joke jokes, yeah. And there's a reason for that.
Isn't there?
Yes. So anyway, but the point
and now
is...
Now here's our new joke segment where we tell a joke, just a terrible street joke.
Yeah, especially like it was really jarring. Because it's like we were doing a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Because it's hard to remember. Well, see, these days, I think back in the day, people remembered jokes and they had them.
Yeah.
But now, these days, all we have in our brains is like old Simpsons references.
Okay.
So that's all people. Yeah. Like people used to deal in actual jokes. Now we just deal in,
yeah,
you know, dental plan.
That's exactly. I feel like with a joke as well, there's that.
You weren't listening. Dental plan.
Oh, sorry.
Lisa needs braces.
Oh, okay, sorry.
God damn it. You're fired from the podcast.
What was I going to say? I can't believe I missed that. I'm such a dickhead.
It's because your mind's filled with little Johnny jokes.
You're right. Exactly. He's ruined my life. This is way off topic.
Doesn't matter.
I've got stuff to do. I don't have time for this. Fuck it. But I, with a joke, maybe it's because we know jokes and we've been kind of been told them all our lives,
yep,
except for the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Halfway through a joke, or even before, I know where it's going.
Right.
So I know what the punchline is.
Uh-huh.
So by the time it gets to the punchline, either it's not funny, which it usually isn't, or even if it is funny, I've already worked it out.
Yep.
So then you've got to kind of go, ha, ha.
Yeah, precisely, yeah.
Not good.
No, not at all.
You got a lot of comedian friends. Do they tell jokes?
Not joke jokes.
No. Good.
It's mostly really insulting, like, impersonations of each other. Like, really offensive ones.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Where are we going with this?
There. Sorry. Yep. Hello, James. I should have called you Mr. Sunday. Man, I really...
Oh, that's where this was going. There's a letter.
Anyways.
Thank you for your letters, everyone.
Yeah. Just wanted to say, love the podcast, The Weekly Planet, with your friend and co-host, Nick Mason. That's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's me.
I've created my own podcast and related to role-playing and creative writing. And I was,
Hello.
And I remember in one episode where you dabble on advice in creating a podcast. You suggested go for a free-form, less structured podcast. My question is, how often do you get into a tangent? We just did that. Like, literally just then. I didn't plan that, by the way. Yeah, yeah. That hinders the podcast, and how long can a tangent last before it becomes a problem?
I feel most of this is just hindrances, right?
Yeah.
This is nothing but a collection of tangents,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're doing it with,
and
I guess.
Depends on the format as well. Like, if you're talking about, if he's talking about role playing, does he mean like role playing games?
Related to role playing and creative writing. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think it might be just creating
a
world or a scenario.
And again, if we did say have a loose, non-structured podcast, that's something I may have said in the moment, and now I've changed my mind. Maybe have it as structured as you want. I think people have asked us in the past about how do you create a podcast. Just put one out.
Yeah.
You can change. The thing about a podcast is you can change the format next week.
Yeah.
If, you know, they say, this is a very lofty example, but they say, you know, you have your whole life to write your first novel.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And the second one you've got to just knock out. You've got your whole life to make your first podcast.
Yeah.
You know, just get a friend, a couple of friends.
Lofty, Mason.
It's so lofty, I'm very lofty. But that's what a podcast is about, being lofty. This week. Next week, who knows? But yeah, I mean, just get a couple of friends together. Just get in there. Have a chat, how that feels.
Yeah.
If you get maybe half an hour, an hour's worth of material out of that, that's great. If you're like, no, this kind of rambled a bit and it could do with a bit of structure, then, you know, rethink it. You don't have to release...
Or cut it down.
Yeah, like, you don't have to release that first one.
No.
You can just...
We probably shouldn't have released our first one.
No. No. Friends of mine are like, oh, you've got a podcast. And I'll say, yeah, I'll think of a good first one. And then I forget, and then I think they download one of the early ones, and it's probably a mistake.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We're tangenting again.
We sure are.
Yeah.
We sure are. I think, I don't know, people seem to like it when we go off tangents, I think, generally, because otherwise you wouldn't listen. But I think, I don't know.
Because certainly we don't have any, like, news scoops or really any
we don't bring anything
no
new.
Insightful information, ultimately.
Nah.
Yeah. It's just... me talking about comic books from the early 90s and you having grievances with people. You haven't had a grievance in a while? Like a grievance
I'm
with a childhood
them,
bully or something?
I'm keeping them to myself.
Great.
Well, I had a grievance with that dad last night.
Oh, yeah, okay,
the
good
jokes.
Point.
But I'm drinking less with this podcast. That might be it.
Yeah, right.
Because I can't afford to be hungover anymore.
Right.
It's quite annoying. Yeah, I don't know. I think because we've known each other for a while.
Yep.
What, like 15 years maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of know when a thing is... finished,
right?
Like
exactly,
when we know,
yeah.
Like when we've worn something into the ground, and then we'll move on. And
right.
I think we kind of this is pretty much how we talk when we're not doing this.
Yeah,
I mean, we probably play it up a little, I'd imagine.
Well, what basically we do is we just talk in our real lives, and we record it constantly. And then at some point, you just cut out something, and you put like the theme music bumpers on either side, and then you just release that.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence that this seems like a
yeah, it's weird, eh?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'd recommend as well. I don't edit a lot of this,
yep.
But I do go through and just tighten it up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just bits and pieces. And there'll be times when one of us will be like, I need to get a drink. And and I just cut it out.
Sometimes I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. And I leave for a couple of days. And I come back.
So, yeah, that's...
And that's the thing. You know, it doesn't have to be... There doesn't need to be any particular structure. No. But if you want to, you can do whatever you want.
And ours is structured in the sense that I kind of write down some news and we have a topic already going in.
Yep.
And we kind of just briefly say, this is what we're going to talk about at the start. And then, you know, to each other. And then we kind of go into it. So it's structured that much.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever works.
Totally, yeah.
Or doesn't work.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. He says, I apologize for the lengthy message and I appreciate your input. Yep. Also, I'd like to give you a donation.
We apologize for the lengthy response.
Yes, that's it.
Which I don't know if conveyed any useful information because I think we said just do anything.
Just do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever works for you.
Just do it. That's my motto that I've invented.
I'd also like to give a donation, but I don't know where your PayPal account is or if you have any other donation system. I guess theweeklyplanet.bandcamp.com.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, but you can buy a track, audio track if you want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know what? We don't really need
it. Yeah, you know what? And we don't, I've yet to mention this, but hey, maybe just tell a friend about the show.
Yeah.
We never say that.
Yeah, I know. We really should
That's how word spreads. Yeah.
Exactly. Tell a friend. Make them listen to it.
Precise. I mean, don't tell them out of nowhere. That would be weird.
work it into.
But if you're talking about podcasts or you're talking about comic book movies,
yeah,
send them our way.
These guys, both of us guys. Yep. So yeah, that's no donation.
No.
Or just lots of money.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got to get this gold suit cleaned, Mason.
That's right.
All right. This is from Logan, the official Black Bolt.
Oh.
Now remember when we were talking about?
Glad he didn't leave a voicemail. Because his power is he's good. Oh, yeah, if he speaks, he does it. Yeah.
Yeah. What does he... Doesn't matter.
Okay, his voice... His voice causes incredible destruction when he speaks. So he can whisper and he can just blow up a building. Or if he yells, he can just, like, collapse a mountain range or whatever. Yeah, great.
Does he have sign languages?
Yeah, I guess so. But he also has, like, he's got his wife, so I think he just gives her a lot of knowing looks. And they've been together long enough that she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, official Black Bolt. Do you remember when we talked about how the stories of famous people and whatever?
Yes.
That people, we've got a lot of them sent in. I'm not going to go through them all.
Uh-huh. We'll say something next week, maybe.
Absolutely. Cesar Chaparro, his dad had a run-in with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah.
They're
Alias and Electra fame. Sure.
And it was his dad was like, yeah, you're the one who's with Ben Affleck. And she like ignored him completely.
Great.
So now they're like, she's like the enemy of their family.
Uh-huh.
Villa sent in Scott McNeil. You know Scott McNeil, comic book guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's done some things.
Sure.
He saw him in an elevator and was like, hey, you're Scott McNeil, right? And he was like, maybe. Do I owe you money? And he's like, no. And he's like, then yes, I am. So that's pretty good.
Yep.
A few other ones, but these are interesting because they're about the same person. Not that those weren't interesting, Mason. Listen up.
Are they about Hercules?
Yes. His legendary journeys.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I have a story about meeting Mike Mignola.
Yep, creative Hellboy. Yeah, Mignola, exactly. Yeah.
Creative Hellboy universe, an all-around great artist. Hellboy is one of my favorite characters, and his art is always interesting and engaging. I was very excited to meet him at a convention and to have several comic books signed. During the entire encounter with Mike Mignola, he didn't look up from his table or acknowledge me. I told him that I'm a huge fan of his work, and he responded with, then clearly you haven't seen all my work. He then he handed back signed issues and continued to stare blankly at his table. I still love his work. I'm sure that he's a lovely person apart from that one encounter.
Yeah.
Mm. Sometimes people have a bad day, Mason.
Maybe he had a long day, yeah. Mm. I imagine those conventions are...
Hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
But this is interesting. This is from Andy, who's the white Luke Cage.
Okay, sure.
Also about Mike Mignola.
Hmm. Oh.
Silent G? I think it is, isn't it?
Mignola.
Yeah.
Like filet mignon. Oh. Mike Mignon.
Okay, he was walking around looking at different things at a convention when I noticed Mike Mignola.
You could probably just say Mike at this point.
No. Okay. Creative Hellboy at a table citing books. I discovered the character of Hellboy about a year ago, and I was instantly a huge fan. There wasn't a line, so I decided to go up to him and tell him how much I loved the character. He was extremely nice, and I told him what a fantastic comic Hellboy was and how much I loved reading it. As I started to walk away, he asked me if I'd ever read any of the Hellboy novels. I said no, and he handed me one and told me that it was really good. Then he took it, signed it, and he drew Hellboy on the title page. I can't begin to tell you how excited I was, and it remains one of my favorite memories to this day.
So there you go. Wow, yeah. Potentially what is happening here is Mike Mignola.
That's the same day.
Yep.
And ones at the start, ones at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But weird, the cranky ones in the morning, nice ones at night. Weird. Maybe he gets, like, he just hires out a guy to be him for the day.
Okay.
And it's a different guy every time.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, look, I'd imagine being a celebrity of any sorts would be a kind of a hassle. That's why I'm always surprised when you hear, like, Hugh Jackman, like, the nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
Because you just get people all the time being like, yo, Hugh Jackman, I love you. Oh.
Yeah.
You know,
do the Wolverine face. Where are your claws? Where are they?
So, yeah. I mean, so, you know, both great stories about Mike Mignola.
Correct.
This is from Chris Mason.
Hi, Chris.
Love the podcast.
Thank you, Chris.
Have listened to every episode.
Oh,
yeah.
It's dedication, Chris. I'll stop this.
This is my first time contacting any multimedia thing / body as a fan.
Hmm.
That's nice. Yeah. I'm an aspiring barrister in London, and so I feel that I should be the official...
Making coffees like a champion.
Yes.
Now I know what a barrister is.
The official consigliere?
Consigliere.
There you go.
Oh boy, there's a lot of silent... There's a lot of Italian silent G's in this episode, let me tell you.
You got in brackets, pronounce that, James. And you know what? I did practice before and I still fucked it up.
He may be that.
So he's official that of the podcast. Yeah. One quick question.
Get stuff done.
That's it. What are your mobile ringtones? But if your answers are unimaginative, don't bother answering.
Mine's the Pina Colada song, for real.
Mine is just... Is it?
Yeah.
Mike, don't worry about mine.
Okay. It's not the Pina Colada song?
No. Okay. So, yeah. Thanks, Chris. It says best Chris.
In many ways, he is the best Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
Until Guardians of the Galaxy comes out, then Chris Pratt will be the best Chris.
That's right. Mason,
yes?
Did you know The Expendables 3 has leaked online?
The whole thing?
In its entirety.
Well.
Not like a Wolverine unfinished.
The whole thing.
Like the
interesting.
Whole thing.
Great.
That sucks for people, I'm sure. For Hollywood.
Mm.
I don't, you know. Look, I was actually going to see this one, and I will still go and see it because it's only fair.
I get it.
No, I mean, I think I will go to the cinema for this one. But do you remember I made a promise?
Yeah, absolutely.
That if Harrison Ford didn't say, get off my plane,
you would give a lot of money to charity.
No, I said I would kill myself.
Okay, great.
This is from Michael McCormick from Scotland. Unofficial Scottish guy for the show, question marks?
Done.
Lots of question marks. I'm sorry if you lost, James, but you need to lie in a bath and blow your brains out because of the following reason. I may or may not have watched The Expendables 3, and Grumpy Gramps may not have been piling in an aircraft and did not say, in any context, get the hell off my plane.
Well.
Again, I'm very sorry for your loss, and I wish Mason the best of luck in ruining your podcast in the near future, as he never attempts to watch any movies or television series, and it will surely burn away.
He's right, and it's going to be real easy.
May I have your last shout-out of the show before your untimely death? Shout out.
Yeah, there we go.
Now, look, I'm not going to kill myself yet, Mason.
Okay, good.
I'm going to wait
until
it's officially out.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, do it now. Okay, wait. Wait. In fact, like I said, don't do it at all because it's silly.
Fair. Mm. Fair. But that's interesting. Oh, you know what? They got me.
They the did get you. People. They confounded your expectations they once again. Did.
And they've proved me a liar. So... Mm. Thanks a lot, Stallone. You weird human growth hormone monkey man. Piece of crap. All right. That's the show, Mason.
Love
went
it.
Way longer than I wanted it to.
Well.
God damn it. What are you up to?
Probably going to go off to a thing later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How exciting.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stay out late doing a video and then go to work real tired.
Fantastic. I'm not working tomorrow at all.
Son of a bitch. Indeed.
Do you want us to swap hats and I can go to work as you?
Please.
Yeah.
Good thing both of our jobs require hats.
Yeah.
All right, Mason. Where can they find us?
They can find us on at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Gmail.
That's right.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Mm.
Guardians of the Galaxy review up this week, Mason.
Love it.
So, yeah, check it out.
Mm, good luck convincing people it's real.
Man. You know, last week, I actually cut a section out of last week's show. Remember when I read a whole lot of more hateful comments?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Actually, I cut that out.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just felt like it was a bit self-serving.
All right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Like, I enjoy it, but I think it's more for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to bore people with that.
They were pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Just, guys, just know last week, a lot of people hated James for very little reason, and it was hilarious.
If you want to get an idea of that, go and look at my Transformers Age of Extinction what's wrong with it video and just read all the comments. So you'll get
yeah,
the idea.
You'll get the gist.
All right, guys. Have a fantastic week. Look after yourselves. Enjoy your burrito.
Make sure your week is molto bene.
That's right.
Consigliere.
Consigliere.
Mica miniora.
Keep it crispy.
No. No, you've stolen way too many taglines. Stop it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.